This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. The next segment, as I mentioned, we're going to be joined by Michael Snyder. We're going to talk some economic news. But I began talking about Paul Ryan. I think we need to start calling him Paul Rhino, as in Republican in name only. Just add an O to it, and it'll be perfect. Because that is what Paul Ryan is truly about. As I was mentioning as we went to break, look at the older headlines. Paul Ryan betrays America. $1.1 trillion omnibus bill. And again, I said that should be called the omnibust bill because you cannot keep raising the spending that way. Big spender for open borders, for the TPP, for the globalist multinational trade deals. Understand that he doesn't stand for a constitution. He doesn't stand for any conservative values. This guy is not conservative at all. These people are perfectly comfortable with Hillary Clinton because they share her same economic outlook, just as his running mate, Mitt Romney, shared Barack Obama's idea about how to take over health care. Romney had already done that in Massachusetts, Romney Care, that he did with Ted Kennedy. And Paul Ryan was his running mate. They knew they had Obamacare. Whether it was going to be Obamacare or Romney Care, you were still going to have the crony capitalists write the regulations for the insurance business. And, of course, the Republican Party has never had a plan to get rid of this. They never planned on getting rid of it. They never had any. They said, well, we're going to repeal and replace it. They never gave you any details. Donald Trump has given us a 7-point plan. As I've mentioned, it identifies all the issues: ownership, free market, competition, tax credits, all the things that we need to do to reform this, as well as transparency on cost so that we can make informed decisions of the health savings accounts that we own and can pass down. So we have ownership. We have an incentive to save. We have the ability to save. We have competition within the United States. Imagine that. Somebody like Paul Ryan, who supports the TPP, and his new challenger has dared him to debate the TPP. I like a lot of the stuff that his challenger, his name is Paul Neyman. So two Pauls here. Paul Ryan O, and Paul Neyland. And as his challenger says, Ryan has betrayed all of us. Yes, he has. He dares him to debate the TPP. I would dare him to debate how he could override the Constitution with the Trade Promotion Authority. You know, we have a process in the Constitution for ratifying treaties. And they're still saying, hey, all of these people like Kerry, and they all signed the treaty. All these government representatives signed the treaties. But it's got to go to ratification everywhere. Of course it's a treaty. NAFTA was a treaty. They called it a trade agreement, but it was a treaty, folks. And when they have the disputes, the people who represent them are called treaty lawyers. They can call these things partnerships because they're written by multinational corporations who are partnering to create a global governance run by these multinational corporations, but it's a treaty. And when they created the TPA, the Trade Promotion Authority, what they did was they shut down the constitutional process for ratifying a treaty. And I got to say, every person, Republican and Democrat, who voted for that, all the senators but four voted for that, every one of them voted to violate the Constitution, to simply ignore the Constitution, not to amend the Constitution, just that we don't care what the Constitution says. We've got a different process. We all agree that we're going to ignore the oath to the Constitution that we took when we took office. Remember earlier I said, you know, The Guardian says, hey, oath keepers assert that when people who are law enforcement officers take an oath to the Constitution, they're taking an oath to the Constitution, not to their political leaders. Clearly, Washington doesn't believe that. The Guardian doesn't believe that, doesn't understand that. The people in Washington think they can do whatever they want. They take an oath to the Constitution and they're done with it. They don't ever have to look at it. They don't have to be bothered with it. They can do whatever they please because they're in charge. Executive orders, or they can just all get together and the majority of these congressmen can say, we're going to ignore the constitutional process, which is what Paul Ryan did. So yeah, if Trump is elected, the biggest obstacle that he's going to have to getting anything done with the borders, with Obamacare, with the corporate takeover or management of our trade is going to be Paul Ryan. He needs to be primaried out. Get him out of there now. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Michael Schneider.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be going to our guest, Michael Schneider, in just a moment. Real quickly, I want to read you a headline from Infowars.com. This has just been put out by Kit Daniels. Republicans for Hillary. Major Cruz donors are shifting to Hillary Clinton. As he points out, one of the donors, Renaissance Technologies, spent over $13 million on Cruz's campaign and is now pouring millions into Clinton's coffers. They say her campaign is signaling to Republican donors that Hillary, quote, represents your values better than Trump, unquote. Yes, she does. She has Wall Street values. She has globalist values. She has international trade agreement values. Okay, that's what they wanted to get through this time. They wanted a candidate, and they could get it either with Jeb Bush or Ted Cruz or pretty much any of the candidates except Donald Trump. That's why they said never Trump, because he's the only one out of the 17 that were running that opposed the trade deals. I guess we could put Rand Paul in there as well. I think he opposed those trade deals. He certainly opposed the TPA, the unconstitutional TPA. And he opposed those trade deals, even though he talks about free trade. This is nothing at all like free trade. As Ron Paul's father pointed out, if you want free trade, you don't need thousands of pages of an agreement. That is managed trade. And as Senator Sessions has pointed out, who is now the advisor to Donald Trump, this is trade that is going to be managed by a multinational organization that we don't have any, has no accountability to us. As you pointed out, once these things, the secret trade agreements, the TPP, the TTIP, the transatlantic, the trans-Pacific partnerships, once those are put in place, you are not going to have any control anymore over your economy. It's going to be managed by these people who are offshore. You're going to create a living document that is going to be constantly changed by these people, amended by them. They're going to be setting up all the details without any input from your elected representatives, just as they created this treaty without any input from your elected representatives, because you are not a stakeholder. So now we see the Wall Street stakeholders are now coalescing behind Hillary. Of course they are. Of course they are. That was the plan all along, to have themselves perfectly hedged with either Hillary or a Jeb-like figure. And, of course, Ted Cruz qualified for that. He qualified for that. He supports, he wrote with Paul Ryan, these trade agreements. So now these donors are coalescing behind Hillary Clinton. Very interesting. Let's go to our guest now. Michael Snyder is the creator of the economiccollapseblog.com, also writes for the end of the American dream.com and the truthwins.com. He is a frequent contributor to Infowars.com as well. He does not belong to any political party or any political organization. He believes the coming economic collapse is going to unfold over a number of years, and he tells us about the warning signs that he sees. So joining us now is Michael Snyder. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you for having me on the program. It's really great to be back with you again.
Well, thank you. It's good to talk to you again. I was looking at this article that you just put out a couple of days ago. The next employment crisis is here. Job cuts at U.S. companies jump 35% in April. What's causing this, Michael?
Well, what's happening, causing this, is an economic slowdown, and we see evidence of this all around us. So we got these new numbers. Challenger Grain Christmas, which does a great job of tracking these things. According to them, the number of job cut announcements at major firms in the United States increased 35% in April, a huge, massive increase. And in fact, and it's just, but it's not just 1 month. For the first 4 months of 2016, January through April, compared to the same period a year ago, the number of announced job cuts are up 24% overall. So this huge increase, we haven't seen anything like this since the last recession. It's a huge signal that the economy is slowing down, that we're starting to see this in the employment numbers. And it's hitting many people personally. In fact, in my own extended family, just in the past few months, three people have lost their jobs just in the last few months. Wow. So it's started, of course, this is reflective of what's going on in the overall economy. I mean, you look at the GDP numbers. The GDP number for the United States has been in decline for three quarters in a row. For the first quarter of this year, it came in at 0.5%, which is just very, very poor. But you have to keep in mind that a change was made in 2015 specifically to bolster the first quarter numbers, because they said, oh, the first quarter number always comes in too low. We've got to artificially inflate it. So this number that we got, 0.5%, was actually with that artificial inflation that was built in. So without that artificial inflation, it would have very likely been a negative number. But, of course, we've seen very poor economic growth all throughout Barack Obama's tenure. In fact, he's on track. This is maybe hard to believe, but he's on track to become the first president ever never to have a year of an entire year of 3% growth for the economy. And he's had, you know, he's going to have 8 years. We're talking about even presidents that only had 4 years. He's on track to be the first president ever to go through his entire presidency never having a year of 3% growth. In fact, when you look at the average economic growth under Barack Obama, he's on track to have the fourth worst in all of U.S. history. Ever since our founding, he's on track to be the fourth worst in terms of average economic growth. So we're really seeing the economy slow down significantly right now.
I got to interrupt you a second here and ask you, how could that be possible? Because we just had Barack Obama speaking at a commencement organization this last weekend saying, in every respect, this country is better than it was in 1983. Was he lying to us? Through his teeth?
Yeah, he's flat out lying to us. You know, it's completely and totally ridiculous. You know, the Obama administration says, oh, unemployment's just 5%. But of course we don't believe him, but you know who else doesn't believe Barack Obama? The Federal Reserve. According to the New York Post, the Federal Reserve has started keeping their own unemployment statistics because they consider what the federal government is telling them to be so unreliable. And according to the Federal Reserve, the unemployment number is actually closer to 6%. But, of course, that's not really realistic either. I mean, John Williams of ShadowStats.com, he says that it's up above 22%, the real unemployment number in this nation. And when you add the number of Americans that are officially unemployed to those that are considered to not be in the labor force, you get more than about 102 million Americans that are of working age that do not have a job right now. And so, but it's, you know, not just employment. You look at, for example, total business sales. I mean, businesses selling stuff to people. That those numbers have been declining since the middle of 2014. So almost for two entire years, total business sales have been declining. Or you look at corporate earnings. Corporate earnings now have been falling for four quarters in a row, basically an entire year. Corporations are earning less money. For the first quarter of 2016, corporate profits were down 7.1%. compared to the same period a year ago. So things are slowing down for corporations big time. And then we're seeing more companies go under right now in a major way. For the first quarter of 2016, commercial bankruptcies were up 32% compared to the same period last year. And firms filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcies, it soared 67% compared to the same period a year ago.
So well, look at JCPenney. That's one of the long-term retail establishments in this country, one of the oldest retail establishments. They're trying to reorganize and cut hours so that they can stay out of bankruptcy. And we've got Hillary Clinton, where they've got a primary in West Virginia, goes to West Virginia and brags about how she's going to shut down coal mines and take coal jobs. I guess she thinks that she's going to continue with the legacy of Barack Obama of unemployment, because that's what she's talking about. It's absolutely amazing to me that she would go someplace like that and say, we're going to take your jobs, but don't worry, we'll put you on the green reservation, and you'll all just be so happy there. They've lost 10,000 jobs, Michael, in the last 5 years in the mining industry of West Virginia, just there alone. And this is what we're seeing everywhere. You point out in your article, we've lost over 100,000 good-paying jobs in the energy industry over the last couple of years. Things are going to get a lot worse because we're not only going to lose jobs, but our power is going to get much more expensive as we move to these new, untried, untrustworthy forms of crony capitalism that they're selling on us. They call it green. The only thing green about it is the money that they're stuffing under the table to the candidates here.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so glad you brought this up, because as you mentioned, we've lost over 100,000 good-paying energy jobs since the beginning of last year. Those are the kind of middle-class jobs that we need. You know, that in order to have a middle class, you've got to have middle-class jobs. So, you know, we're seeing oil companies, dozens of oil companies, of fracking companies are going under or going bankrupt. But and then you mentioned coal, of course. Coal, Barack Obama's pretty much already almost destroyed the coal industry, and it's hitting the rail industry real hard because, of course, the rail industry moves around a lot of this coal. And so you look at the rail traffic for the first quarter was down by something like 11% year over year, which is just, we'd never see that outside of a major recession. And so you've got these rail companies are in huge trouble right now. In fact, I just posted an article just recently about how Union Pacific, there's 292 Union Pacific engines that are sitting in the middle of the Arizona desert doing nothing because they don't have anything to do. They don't have anything to ship. So and I included a picture of this from Google Earth, and you can see it up on the screen of these engines just sitting there. They don't have anything to do because rail traffic has declined so precipitously. And, of course, we're seeing similar numbers with air traffic, with shipment by ground. That, you know, in terms of the real economy, stuff being bought and sold and shipped around the country, it's slowing down dramatically. So I have no idea, with everything we're seeing around us, how anyone can say that the U.S. economy is in good shape.
You know, it's interesting, too, when you show that picture off of your website there, economiccollapseblog.com, rail traffic depression, 292 Union Pacific engines are sitting in the Arizona desert doing nothing. I remember it was just a couple of months ago, we had an article about the largest shipping container ship ever to be created. And it was the volume of the Empire State Building. And yet this was coming at a time when we've had, it was actually a snapshot. They showed all the shipping containers were at port. Nobody was moving anything because we've seen a massive decline in all this. When we look at the energy industry and the fact that we're having layoffs there, it's because there's no demand. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Michael Snyder.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Talcum Powder Justice with principal office in California is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention women. New evidence shows that talcum powder products such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower may cause ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 1-800-323-1929. Right now, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Recently, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million in damages to the family of a woman who died of cancer she said was caused by the company's talcum powder. The jury found that Johnson & Johnson knew that these products could cause cancer and failed to warn consumers. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 1-800-323-1929. You may be entitled to cash compensation. Time is limited. Call 1-800-323-1929. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 1-800-323-1929. 1-800-323-1929. 1-800-323-1929.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're talking to Michael Snyder of economiccollapseblog.com. I was just looking at one of your articles here, Michael. All of a sudden, fish are dying by the millions all over the planet. You go through talking about all the various articles that have come up, and of course you ask, why is this happening? We honestly don't know why it's happening, but it's important to know that it is happening. We got an article from that you referenced in the here, Smithsonian Magazine, says, why are the Chilean beaches covered with dead animals. The South American country's beaches are covered with piles of dead sea creatures. Scientists are trying to figure out why. Then you go to China, you have 35 tons of dead fish have piled up in a lake there, one province. And going back to Bolivia, thousands of dead fish have washed up on the shores of a lake in Bolivia. What's going on? I mean, is it some kind of a bacterial outbreak? Is it pollution? Who knows? But here's one idea, folks. If you're not filtering your water, you really need to be taking care of that. I mean, nobody knew in Flint, Michigan, that there was lead in the water until they started seeing the effects in their children. They didn't taste it. They didn't smell it. They didn't see it. But they saw what it was doing to their children. So you don't want to wait until these things start piling up on you. So make sure that you've got a good water filter to help you do that. We always want to have a win-win situation here. We not only do we sell good quality gravity feed filters like the ProPure filters, we're now offering a special. If you get the ProPure Big or the King unit, you can get your choice of a free gift. You can either get, and both of these gifts are $70 values. You can have the first one is a ProPure fruit infused water pitcher. You can see these on the website. Second one is a ProPure ProMax shower filter. And the idea is that you want to get rid of the stuff that is killing the fish, okay? Or causing mental issues for these children. And, of course, it's not just the lead. They actually pay to put fluoride and has the same effect as lead. And we've got governments all over this country putting in fluoride at levels that Harvard tells us will cause our children to have mental issues, to lose IQ. So they put this stuff in. They tax you to put it in. You need to make sure that you're taking responsibility for your own water, for the purity, whether it is some kind of a bacteria, whether it's pollution, or whether it is deliberate sabotage or incompetence by our government that is controlling the water supply. You need to take care of yourself, and we're offering that now at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, we still have on some of the best-selling InfoWars Select Storable Foods, 30 to 40% off. That's all made in the USA, non-GMO packaging. That is the best you'll find anywhere. It will last on the shelf for 25 years. Now, I want to go back and pick up with Michael Snyder again. Also, if you'd like to call in with questions for Michael Snyder about the economy or comments that you've got about the situations that you're going through, I'm going to give out that number here. That's 800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. If you'd like to call with comments or questions for Michael Snyder, creator of the economiccollapseblog.com, also endoftheamericandream.com, a frequent contributor here at InfoWars. Michael, we were just talking about what's going on with shipping containers, with railroad engines that are sitting idle, with shipping containers that are sitting idle all across the country. And we know what's happening in the energy business. You point out in your article that we've had 100,000 jobs lost in the energy business. We've seen the price of oil plummet. And it's not because people are turning to green energy sources. It's because there's no demand for that. And so what they're going to do is they're going to give us more expensive energy that will in turn drive the economy even farther down. And, of course, one of the best predictors of your quality of life, even of your life expectancy, is to have cheap, affordable energy. They're now working on removing that. And Hillary Clinton is bragging about that in the state where she's running for primary today. She goes last week and brags about how she's going to take their jobs. Your comments, Mike.
Oh, absolutely. And let's keep in mind this is not just a U.S. phenomenon. This slowdown that we're witnessing is truly global in scope. In fact, to a certain extent, the U.S. economy is actually doing better than almost everywhere else around the rest of the planet right now. For example, let's go down to South America, you know, where you look at Brazil. Brazil is the seventh largest economy in the entire world, and their economy has been shrinking now for several quarters in a row, and it's been getting worse and worse and worse. This last quarter was the worst. In terms of it's a Goldman Sachs around the turn of the year referred to it as a depression. But just here recently, CNN ran an article that was with this title, Brazil, economic collapse worse than feared. So CNN is using the term economic collapse to describe what is going on down in Brazil right now.
Interesting, I think, Michael, to point out that their economic collapse was preceded by a leftist move in politics. We've now got this lady who was reelected in 2014. There was a lot of talk about how corrupt that election was. They tried to impeach her. They passed a vote in the lower house, and then the Speaker of the House just says, well, I'm going to annul that. That's the kind of dictatorship that we're getting very close to here in the United States, and people need to be aware of that. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Michael Snyder.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're investing in your health and supporting the InfoWar when you visit InfoWarsLife.com and purchase your supply of Survival Shield X2 Nation Iodine and all the great products at InfoWarsLife.com. As you know, we've talked to pharmacists, chemists, doctors, researchers, scientists, and the answer is clear. Iodine is key, is paramount, and there's still so much new information coming out that we simply can't even keep up with it. In our quest for the purest iodine, we drill down more than 7,000 feet to gather these purple-blue crystals to extract the ultra pure iodine. On top of that, we also screen our iodine for radiation before bottling. It is the purest, cleanest, strongest out there. Quite frankly, I'm flattered that with the launch of Survival Shield Nation Iodine, that major brands and major companies have been knocking down our doors to get our formula and that they have been unable to come up with anything even close to what we have. It is exclusive to InfoWarsLife.com and the InfoWars Life family of incredible products.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Michael Snyder of economiccollapseblog.com. We're going to take some of your calls in just a moment. As we went to break, we were talking about the economic collapse of Brazil. Michael brought that up. And you know, Michael, when I saw this information, I guess it was about a month now that we had the GOP primary, and I first started looking at this president in Brazil because I was looking at the voting machines that the GOP was using. They paid $80,000 to use these Smartmatic voting machines. These are machines that it's the most common of the electronic voting machines, I understand. But this is a company that was started in Hugo Chavez's Venezuela, and they were accused of rigging elections not only in Brazil, where this lady is from, but also in places like the Philippines and Mexico's Tabasco region. Many other places, they have questioned the results of these electronic elections. And here we have a situation where there was massive economic corruption, massive decline in the country under her socialist policies, but it was the corruption that they were coming after her for. They voted to impeach the Brazilian president, and then you got the Speaker of the House coming in and annulling it. And as I was saying as we went to break, people say, well, that can't happen here in America. And yet we've had our current Speaker and our House and our Senate Majority Leader go in and annul the constitutional process for ratifying treaties. They did that right in front of our faces with the TPA, and they didn't even blush when they did it. And so when people think that something like this can't happen in the United States, certainly it can. And this kind of political corruption that we see in Brazil, that we've seen in Venezuela and elsewhere, that always precedes an economic collapse as well. Your comments.
Agree with you. And of course, the political corruption in this country is getting worse. And the closer Donald Trump gets to the White House, the more desperate the elite are going to become, and the more extreme the measures they're going to take to try to prevent that. So I think that's something to look for moving forward. But in terms of socialism, you mentioned, you know, if you want to see the end game of socialism, just look at what's happening in Venezuela right now.
That's right.
Where they complete and total economic collapse in Venezuela. You've got inflation of more than 500%. So people actually get some money. You know, if they actually have a job and they get some money, they race to the stores to buy something before the prices go up tomorrow or the next week. It's kind of like, you know, the Weimar Republic from the 1930s, what's going on in Venezuela. So in Venezuela, you've got stores that are basically entirely empty. You've got shortages of food, shortages of basic supplies, and it's really kind of devolving into a Mad Max situation where the gangs are just running wild, the mafia is taking control, and where, you know, basically basic government functions, the police power, everything is just breaking down, and where they're shutting down the country, they're telling people not to work on certain days because it's just basically full-blown economic collapse in Venezuela, but it's the end result of their radical socialist policies that they've been pursuing for years.
I covered this a little bit yesterday in the fourth hour, and I thought it was interesting, Michael, that the solutions that these guys are coming up with are the same solutions we're seeing from Obama, from Hillary, from Bernie. They're saying things like, well, you know, they're giving them subsidized, nearly free energy. We pay 10 cents a kilowatt hour here. They're paying 1.5 cents there for the residential stuff. They're raising the minimum wage. They're giving them green energy. And they're rationing everything. And at the same time, we see that Wall Street has been bragging for a couple of years about what a great return on investment they got from Hugo Chavez and from his successor, saying they get 700% return on their investment because they may be socialists, but they realize that Wall Street comes before their people. Their people may have to beg, borrow, or steal, or go to another country to get food, water, medicine. But these bankers are going to get their money first. That's why we see them now coalescing behind Hillary Clinton, because she's going to offer, along with Barack Obama, the same kind of socialist policies that are going to destroy their economy, make them dependent. But the Wall Street will get paid even though they have free stuff that they can't provide. That's the amazing thing. Let's go to one of our callers here. Let's go to Dan in New Mexico. Dan, you got a comment or a question for Michael Snyder?
Yeah, I've got two questions, actually, and I'll go ahead and try and state them as quickly and precisely as possible, and kind of one question for you, Dave. I'm curious what you see in the data, Michael, about people who happen to be in my particular category and the way that we participate in the economy and what sort of insight that my show you, and in my situation, I was, after 30 plus years corporate America, age of 58, got laid off, outsourced to China, took about 2 months of unemployment, and then I said, you know, I'm just going to do it on my own, and I basically run an LLC out of my bedroom here, just a one-man kind of show. Don't take any support or any subsistence and just do it all on my own. And so I'm kind of curious. My feeling is that that's a big trend in the economy. I don't know what you might be seeing. And then my second question would be, you know, kind of for the both of you, and Dave, I think more for you, is I keep telling some of my more conservative friends that Trump's a pretty smart guy, and that after he gets nominated and we start moving closer towards the election, that he's going to take more of a liberty stance, and it's just an intuition, and I'm kind of wondering what your input is on that. Thank you.
Well, let's take the question to Michael Snyder first. Michael, he's asking about people who get laid off later in their working career, and they take that experience and they start a new job of their own. Is that a significant trend that you see?
Yeah, I'm seeing a number of people try to do this. Unfortunately, on a broader scale, society as a whole, the rate of self-employment in the United States is hovering near all-time record lows, been declining throughout the Obama administration because they make it so hard. So, you know, America was built on entrepreneurship, on small businesses. But today, because of all the red tape, literally we have millions of laws and rules and regulations when you add in state and local and federal, red tape. And so it's so hard. And then, of course, if you're self-employed, they hit you with both halves of the, they call it the self-employment tax, where, you know, instead of just, you know, the part of the Social Security, you have to pay both halves of the Social Security, everything else. So they tax you to death when you try to go on your own. They hit you with all this red tape and they make it exceedingly difficult. And so it can be very, very hard, very, very challenging. But that's what America was built on. Unfortunately, because of, you know, with socialism, they want to centralize everything. They want to get, you know, the big corporations in control of everything, because big government and big corporations work very, very well together. That's why our founding fathers were so suspicious of both big government and any large concentrations of power, such as big corporations. They really limited the size and scope of corporations in early America. But today, big government and big corporations run everything. And the little guy who tries to, you know, set up his own business, do his own thing, it's very, very hard to compete against the corporations. Then they tax you to death and they strangle you with red tape. So it's very, very hard.
Yeah. I would second that. I would say that, both my grandparents and my father, both my grandfathers and my father were in business for themselves. And I look back at the businesses that they were in, they would not be allowed to operate today by federal regulations. It's the federal government that has come in and shut down so many different opportunities. And when they start shutting down small businesses, and one of the businesses that we had, we were selling to other small businesses. And as we saw them falling off and falling by the wayside, it started to hurt our bottom line as well. So that's it's kind of a cascading domino effect, because we're not going to sell a lot to the big corporations. They're going to be buying from China. So when we've got a Main Street economy here, where we've got small businesses who are buying and selling services or goods to each other, as some of them start to get squeezed out by the big companies that are doing business in China, or they get shut down by federal regulation, then your market starts to slip as well. And we're talking, and the other question you had, Dan, about whether or not Trump is going to move towards liberty, I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. We're going to push him as hard as we can towards individual liberty, because as Alex has said, you can't make America great unless you make America free. The first thing that we should be looking for, even above our economic issues. And I know that this is not practical. I know the thing that motivates people to get involved is going to be economic suffering. But we have to understand that we are not going to have any economic prosperity if they shut down our individual liberty, if they take the rule of law away from us, if they take away our Bill of Rights. We are not going to have a economically prosperous country. We're not going to have a free country either. It's going to impact our security, our safety as well. We've got Alex Jones on the line here, ready to come in. Alex, welcome.
David, it's good to be here with you today. I appreciate you sitting in. I got an eye infection, I guess, overnight. I've actually gone to see the doctor, and they can't find an infection. It looks like I've got a scratch on the inside of my eye. It should heal in a couple of days, but I'm taking care of some business while that's going on, just in case folks wonder why I only have one eye open. The writing of Michael Schneider, the analysis of the other economists and experts we have on, it's very, very clear that most of the world is already in a collapse event. And it's an orchestrated collapse to bring in the world government, to bring in the world cashless society. And they're preparing everyone to get rid of cash now. They're preparing everyone to get rid of borders. They are just brazenly throwing the entire agenda in everyone's face. So the question is a collapse coming? No, there is a global collapse already happening. It's just not equally distributed right now. And that's really the main focus that I'm trying to laser beam in on, is that the globalists admit they have organized crises. They admit they have organized collapses at a nation-by-nation level. So the central banks can come in and, quote, buy them out for pennies on the dollar, give their corrupt leaders loans that they never pay off. Case one example is Nigeria borrows a couple billion dollars in the 60s, and they've paid over $100 billion today on the $3 billion. And there's many other examples of that going on. So that's what this domestication is all about. But meanwhile, while you're having the collapse, you want to divert the public and act like you're the saviors to get more banker bailouts, more power, more control. In fact, the bankers just don't go in and set up an engineered system for countries collapse economically and they come in and take over. the bankers go through their private subsidiaries, have one of them go bankrupt like Lehman Brothers, have the stock market go down by 35%, scaremonger everybody and say, okay, we'll sign on to unlimited trillions in debt to your private system. And then once we're signed on to the debt of the mega banks, 2.2 quadrillion last time they released numbers in the Wall Street Journal and USA Today 5 years ago, it's much bigger derivatives overhang now, we're signed on to over $2,000 trillion. So we're debating this $19 trillion national debt. That's what we really owe if you look at expenditures and guarantees and you know things that are obligations. It's more like $100 trillion. But still, our total debt's $100 trillion that you could argue that we were maneuvered into in this domesticated society, but we've been signed on to $2.2 quadrillion. So it's the public's ignorance about how things really work that is allowing the social engineers to carry out these operations. That's why it's so important to get the word out why Donald Trump talking about globalism is the problem. Unfair trade deals are the problem. Politicians selling us out. You know, he says because they're stupid. No, they're not stupid. Most of them are retiring overseas with the billions they've made by setting up laws that moved our jobs to China, Mexico, India, and other third world countries. And they make deals with the corrupt governments who are command and control. That's why the CIA admitted back in the 60s they want fascism, communism, socialism, oligarchy. They don't care. Carol Quigley wrote about it in Tragedy and Hope. They want a top-down system, so they're only working with a few people at the top who they can go multinationally and make deals with to basically have slave labor, i.e. Foxconn and you know Apple Laboratories, with the suicide nets, forced abortion, and 17-hour work days, no pensions, no environmental standards, and a 35% tariff on currency. Impossible for us to compete. If this is how you bring America to its knees. It's how you bring Europe to its knees. This is how they've got us in checkmate. Then they bring in a, quote, service economy. They bring in social engineering when the economy won't survive, where you sign on to a government job or corporate welfare or other systems where you're dependent and now you're part of the hive board. Independence has been neutralized. But to make sure the youth are so brain scrambled that they never figure out that they were induced into college degrees that were worthless 90% of the time, to realize that they were being set up for a post-industrial technocracy, you just brainwash them with total political correctness where you actually say in public, let's go eat Mexican food, and people look at you and say, you're racist, you shouldn't have done that. I actually today, was talking about Mexican food and had someone say, that's racist. And I said, are you joking? Someone walking by me, and they said, no. So this is the total mental illness where words and language and numbers can just like voodoo be told to be evil and to create a new superstition where everyone just runs around hamstrung, rolling in the fetal position, metaphysically urinating on themselves. I mean, this is just out of control. And there's articles on Infowars.com that dovetail with this. UVA student identifying as American is microaggression. Safe space are having, quote, shut down and our appropriation of the entire hemisphere. That's just like all over the United States. People that wear American flags on their shirts in public schools and colleges are being kicked out, even though they're Hispanic, because the illegals who've been brought in, who were totally nationalistic, in many cases very racist, a lot of them are great people, but a lot of them, the more thuggish and, you know, trashy they are, and every group's got their trash. You know, white trash tends to be Klan, Mexican trash tends to be La Raza Mecha, and the Klan will intimidate whites to join them, Mecha La Raza will intimidate Hispanics join them, and then they get them into these groups, but here you have the colleges and the media pushing it, and major comedians pushing it, so it's okay. So now you can't even see an American flag. People laugh at that. The UK is starting to take down its main national flag, the flag of the empire, they're also basically banned the King George flag, the original flag of England, you know, white with a red cross on it. That actually happened. So this is what the globalists are doing, is this world corporate board is conquering everything, conquering culture, conquering mathematics, conquering, they're at war with reality, like Winston Smith told by O'Brien in 1984, when he's in the torture center, amply named the Ministry of Love, he's told, hey, don't worry. We could have our mathematicians suspend gravity if we wanted to. Even though you wouldn't be floating in the air, you would believe that you're floating in the air because we control reality, and I will torture you and brainwash you until you believe it. And Winston says, no, 2 plus 2 equals 4. He says, no, in the end, buddy, you won't be able to know what 2 plus 2 equals. And then when you're done, we're going to burn your body up and shoot you into the atmosphere. And you never would have existed. You'll be erased out of everything. And that's what Facebook and everybody else does. And this is true scientific tyranny, the elite going for all the marbles. The brass ring is life extension, merging with machines, they believe, and living forever and being gods. I'm not saying that's what's going to happen. I'm saying from my own books and films I've made with their own quotes, that's their in-game goal. And, of course, I made Endgame 8 years ago, 9 years ago. The media made fun of it. Now everything in Endgame is kind of in your face, out in the open. And it's just an amazing time to be alive. So when we come back, I'll continue this discussion with you guys for two more sections. Bring in David, bring in Mr. Schneider, and more. But that's why it's more important than ever to spread the word about InfoWars.com and other alternative news sites that are telling the truth. Is we're in a human war against the rigged technocracy. And humans can use computers and technology that we rewire and re-equip to get around their algorithms by always changing and always resisting. They count on us being pliant serfs, pliant cattle, lying down. But if we're aware of the enemy operations, resisting it like weightlifting or mountain climbing only makes us stronger. This is the battle for the human species on this planetoid orbiting the standard sun, two-thirds of the way out of the Milky Way galaxy. It's an epic fight. You're part of it. We're going to the stars. Let's break the eugenicists and go to the next level. Stay with us as they accelerate their global collapse to capture humanity and bring us into submission.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones. Wild horses couldn't drag me away. David Knight is honchoing the broadcast. I'll be gone in about 10 minutes. Michael Steiner's with us 5 minutes in the next hour. I know they've got another very informative guest coming up here on the transmission today. I was mentioning this article on Infowars.com. UVA student identifying as American is a microaggression. And I talked about 2 years ago being at with my children at Barton Springs on a very sunny summer day. And there were people frolicking around, two white guys and a Hispanic guy. And they said, man, this is really fun, blah, blah, blah. Hey, let's go get some Chinese food. Because the guy's like 10 feet away yelling, hey, let's get some Chinese food. And the two friends go, that's racist. And they weren't joking. I mean, because there's no language now. Just saying, hey, well, let's go get, let's go to Russian House in Austin, Texas. I've never been there, but here's good food. And they're like, oh, you said Russian. Or, hey, let's go get some Mexican food. Oh, my God, Mexican food, you know. Just even identifying male or female as being banned, he or she, it's hurtful. You had language. You made me upset. And then it's all, oh, my gosh, this is very, very, very serious. It's mind control. It's bullying. It's completely out of control. Now, I've got another article that's up here on Infowars.com that deals with this. Court orders dad to start treating his 11-year-old daughter as a boy. The father not only wants his daughter to cease taking hormone blockers, but also to cease all contact with transgender activists or transgender-friendly therapists. What's happening is you send your kid to therapy at the school, or now they're doing it in the kindergarten, Obama's announced. It was in Politico 2 days ago. And then the government comes and says, you might be a boy, you might be a girl, you might be a nothing, you might be a trans species, you might be a dog, you might be, you know, you're a 5.5 foot tall, let's say, black woman. No, you're really a 6'7" Chinese man. This is just all the, see, because you don't get privacy or freedom or rights anymore. That's all gone. But you get to be an Easter bunny, or you get to have taxpayers pay for your abortion, or to have your, tallywhacker cut off. I mean, this is the stuff that's going on in this country and in this world. The reason I dovetail this with all the engineered collapse news is they're not just collapsing the economy, but the society, the culture, and it's in their textbooks. It's in their admissions. It doesn't mean I hate someone because they're female and they like women. Or it doesn't mean I hate somebody because they're a man, they're attracted to men. That's always gone on. Some of that's in history. Whatever. They're just people. The point is that they just take culture that isn't inducive of the overall species and force jacket into everything. And now they're coming after the cash. Now they're coming after the Amish and the farmers markets and the local bartering and the swap meets. They're going after normal human activity because they want to socially engineer us. The globalists see us as wild humans running around eating up the earth. The globalists have stolen by fraud, which they believe belongs to them. The truth is they're farming our intelligence. They're farming our technologies. They're parasites. But now they don't need us because of the age of computers and robots. And you can argue there's too many people in some areas. And we are disruptive. The point is there's a giant breakaway civilization that's taken away those decisions. And is also not doing good things in the environment. The globalists are the most destructive with their open-air chemtrailing and their geoengineering and their biological and chemical testing and their cross-species garbage everywhere. And so I've analyzed them, folks. And if there isn't a devil, there is now. Ray Kurzweil always says, I don't believe in God yet. I'm going to become God. This is profound. Ray Kurzweil says, I don't believe in God yet. I'm going to become God. Well, let me tell you something. If you were an atheist, you didn't believe in the devil before, and I could have questioned it, 20, 30 years ago myself, you look at this and pull back, man. It's like a satanic spirit, a hive mind, whatever you want to call it. These people are the perfect description of Satan of the Bible, of all the aspects of it. And I'm telling you, they come to kill, steal, and destroy. Michael Snyder, David Knight. I know we're going to break. What are we going to cover in the next segment, Snyder?
Well, we can talk about the secret meeting that was just held in New York where globalists are taking things to the next level, where they're introducing digital cash, where before we could transfer money out of our bank account and it would end up in another bank account. But now they're actually going to digitize cash, make cash into the digits.
Exactly, which I've always warned is coming next, and it still makes it digital. All of the track, great point, tracking cash. They're moving, folks. They're moving on every front. Stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com today.